Lesson 14. What sports do they enjoy? Text A. Not all people like to work, but everyone likes to play. All over the world, men and women and boys and girls enjoy sports. Since the days of long ago, adults and children have called their friends together to spend hours, even days, playing games. Sports help people to live happily. They help to keep people healthy and feeling good. When they're playing games, people move a lot. This is good for their health. Having fun with their friends makes them happy. Many people enjoy sports by watching others play. In small towns, crowds meet to watch the bicycle races or the soccer game. In the big cities, thousands buy tickets to see an ice skating show or a baseball game. What games have you played? What are your favorite sports now? You probably play the games that people in your town or city play. Is the climate hot where you live? Then swimming is probably one of your sports. Boys and girls in Australia love to swim. There are wonderful beaches there, and the weather is good for swimming. Or do you live in a cold climate? Then you would like to ski. There are many skiers in Austria where there are big mountains and cold winters. Does it rain often where you live? Then kite flying would not be one of your sports. It is one of the favorite sports in Thailand. Surfing is an important sport in Hawaii. The Pacific Ocean sends huge waves up on the beaches, waves that are just right for surfing. But you need to live near an ocean to ride the waves and enjoy surfing. People in Switzerland love to climb the wonderful mountains of their country. Mountain climbing and hiking are favorite sports there. But there can be no mountain climbing where there are no mountains. Sports change with the season. People often do not play the same games in winter as in summer. Sailing is fun in warm weather, but when it gets cold, it's time to change to other sports. People talk about sports seasons. Baseball is only played for a few months of the year. This is called the baseball season. Text B. Have you ever wondered how some people can break bricks with their bare hands? People who can do this kind of thing are experts in karate. They're called karatekas. Let's try to find out how karatekas could do such things. We wanted to learn if they were especially strong, and we got some surprising answers. Believe it or not, karatekas aren't stronger than ordinary people. They just have more courage. A karate expert strikes hard objects, like bricks or plates, with a small bone in his wrist. Opposite the thumb. Speed is the essence of this sport, but the strange thing is that untrained men can break hard objects in the same way just as well as karatekas. Of course, karatekas practice a lot, and they have a layer of hard skin around their wrists. Though they have this advantage over ordinary people, it's basically just a question of willpower. At least, that's what you can tell your mother after you've experimented on a few dinner plates. Additional information. The football match. This is John Roberts reporting from Cardiff. The result of the match, which finished at 4 this afternoon between France and Wales, was a draw. Neither side scored. The Dutch referee did not allow the one goal which France managed to kick. The reason for this was that a French player was unfortunately offside. So both teams went home disappointed. This means that neither the French nor the Welsh team will reach first place in this international competition. However, I can say that the spectators were delighted with the game. They particularly admired the French forwards, who were always fast and often threatened the Welsh defence. Once, it looked as though the Welsh goalkeeper was in serious trouble. He dived to his right to save a shot from the French centre-forward and crashed his head against the goalpost. A doctor examined him, but he soon began to play again. Of course, the large, friendly crowd applauded him. Wales will certainly welcome another visit from this splendid team.